these ideas as well anyway, but so can you see OSL, so open space learning, having the potential to help you develop different skills to like traditional lectures and seminars?
Could it help you in a way that perhaps traditional teaching methods can't?
It can give you an enthusiasm, a genuine interest, instead of just sitting in a lecture theatre and just going, I should have eaten breakfast. Some other random thought.
It's not like you. It's not like you can avoid getting involved in it. Like it's a better way of getting. Make sure everyone's kind of putting some effort into it.
Yeah,
genuine stimulation as well to think about stuff.
Definitely.
I think it helped. I mean, I'm not sure if this will be the same this time as well, but it helped sort of me relax a bit more with the people that I was doing the workshop with, and obviously a lot of them were fairly. And so that kind of helped my relationships with them, obviously, like, working relationships and stuff since. I don't know if that'll be the same this time, but I assume it would be the same way.
Yeah, it definitely gets you talking to different people.
Yeah, it does.
Within the group.
Yeah, I think that's really important, actually, just, like, being able to relax and, let yourself go.
Because I think, once you're more relaxed with people, you express your ideas more fluently, and it just makes everything work a bit more easily.
And any sort of, obviously, like, you know, as well, you're saying, it's not like acting. You're not going to develop like performance. Well, yeah, you will develop performance skills, but not like pure acting or like theatre skills, like you were saying, like your dad and stuff. You're not learning to be actors or anything. But like, it will help you like be able to, like, say, express your ideas, hopefully. Do you think through like any other way, like through performance?
No, I suppose a lot of the kind of learning we do, the performance is very much focused upon like writing essays, and that's really how we show our abilities in almost all kind of modules I take. So it's a different kind of approach.
I've not had to do any presentations, but I guess it would help with presentations, especially if you're like I was saying earlier, making links to kind of popular culture and stuff that's kind of either in the media or whatever. You can might actually help you to be able to incorporate those things, which will make a presentation more interesting and more accessible.
That's true, yeah, that's really good point. Yeah. Okay, cool. And lastly then, do you think that these kind of workshops, obviously, like, you can remember, like, no one else has done one yet, so from what we've told you and what we've talked about, do you think that they should become, like, a regular part of the philosophy course? And if so, why?
I think the risk is if they become too regular, they'd lose somewhat of their significance. They'd no longer be a different radical kind of style of learning. They'd become the norm, and then I think they'd lose some of the quality in there. I think limiting it to perhaps once a term would be a more appropriate use.
Yeah.
I think you probably... although what you learn might be more ingrained in you and you might learn it better, you almost certainly learn a smaller amount.
Yeah.
So I reckon if you did it too much, it might detract from, might limit the scope of what you can actually learn about.
Yeah, I think as well, the main reason you might remember things from it is because it's so different, because it's so out of the normal that you just remember it. So if you did it every other week, it'd become repetitive, people might lose interest in it, it's not as strange a radical idea anymore, it's just part of what's become every day.
Yeah.
So it's probably more beneficial for some than others. So it might be nice to have it as an option, you know, like once a month you can come along and engage in that kind of learning, but not necessarily enforced.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, that's a point well made, actually, because like you were saying before, you both learn in different ways, like writing, rewriting. So yeah, that's true.
It's also from a kind of outside education perspective, it's probably quite expensive and time consuming to organise.
Yeah.
Like, we knew that this was happening like in term one, and so I think it might just be a bit of a step too far as organising stuff is concerned.
What with the government and their fees and all this tragedy.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. Thank you
very much. This is some really, really well thought out, considered responses. I'm very sorry that the technology packed up, but thank you ever so much for rescuing us there. I'm sure we've probably got most of it down.
We'll like Yeah, if you could hold it on there for us.
Yeah, just like email and or email
yeah,
the file.
I'll have a look now at how I can.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, thank you guys. That was really